If you've ever taken a CPR class, one of the first things you learn is what to do if someone is choking. Positioning yourself behind the choking person, you lodge your fist just below the rib cage, and placing your other hand against it, thrust upwards. Air pushed out of the lungs forces whatever stuck in there blocking the airway to shoot out, and you've saved the day. As you probably know, this simple and effective technique is called the Heimlich maneuver. But who or what is Heimlich? Heimlich is a person, namely Dr. Henry J. Heimlich, and although it may seem like the Heimlich maneuver has been around forever, the good doctor invented it only in 1974. Before that, however, Heimlich had a history of medical innovation. During World War II, he invented a treatment for trachoma, an eye infection that was causing blindness throughout the Asian and Middle Eastern theaters. After the war, he pioneered an operation to replace the esophagus. Still, Heimlich's most famous and widely used innovation is his famous maneuver. Before its invention, choking was the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. Today, it doesn't even crack the top 15. With a few simple abdominal thrusts, anyone can save a choking victim. So even if he had never invented anything else, Henry Heimlich would still go down in medical history as the man who outwitted choking. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Valerie O'Loughlin in the Medical Sciences program. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.